Okay, so tonight, Dave Bromberg, the Fabulous Torpedoes, and Friends.
Spit on your hands and rub on your knees. The devil's right behind you. Don't wait till they get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. I said, horrible, John. Coach, I'm down on my knees and I don't know what to do. It's a serious matter now and nobody is joking. The hour has come and it's up to you. Well, listen here, John, ain't a time for stalling. We're all deep water right up to our chins. The devil is a drooling and an ancient are calling. Get us all together and commence to begin. Hard working, John, the time is a waste. If ever help is needed, John, is needed now. Shadows on the sun, and we believe the light is fading. So come on, John, and show us how. How, John? Stalling, we're all in deep water right up to our chins. The devil is a drooling and the angels are a calling. Get yourself together and commence to begin. Hard working, John, you'd better pull your britches up. Spit on your hands and rub on your knees. The devil's right behind you, don't you wait. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. Please, John.
It feels so good, I can't tell you. I gotta tell you about all these people who are up here playing with me. We've never played together as before, ensemble. That's the truth, except for me and Steve. This is Steve Berg, otherwise known as the Fabulous Torpedoes, on bass. And tonight we have augmented the Fabulous Torpedoes with Andy Statman on mandolin. Kenny Kosak on fiddle. That's Gary's son, Luck, on the conga. And Jeff Gutchen on piano. And we're all here to play for the Free Music Store. I gotta tell you that, you know, you all, everybody who's here knows that I was late. We got hung up in traffic, which is enough of an introduction for this song, I guess. Had the same damn thing. I always lose. You've got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. You know, sometimes I play the horses, but it seems I never win. I went out to the races late last week again. This time I won $300. But as I left the track, some greasy dude come up behind me and put a gun in my back. I always lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Suffer, little Jeff. Thank you. got a boyfriend. They call him Gentleman Jim. I said, listen, Susan, sweetheart, choose me or him. And she said, you lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Song if you're glad, or you can sing a protest song if you're mad. Hey, but if you wanna sing the blues, then boy, you better learn how to lose. It seems like I have had these same blues now all time began. So I went to talk my troubles to the hoodoo man. I told him all about my problems, and I asked him what was wrong. He said, you've got to live the blues if you want to sing your song. Looks like I'll always lose. You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues. Sing a happy song if you're glad. You can sing a protest song if you're mad. Hey, but if you wanna sing the blues, then boy, you better learn how to lose. I went and bought myself a just to change my luck. I thought I wouldn't mind the losing, 'cause it only cost me a buck. I want a electric toaster and a baritone sax, but I had to pawn my clothes just to pay off the tax. It seems I always lose. You got to. I always lose. You got to. I always lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing that. I've seen trouble all my day. People I bid farewell, old Kentucky, the place where I was partly raised. And for 6 long years I've been in trouble. No peace upon this earth I've found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. Hardly like me, you'll never see me hanging around your door again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railway. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. I'm a stranger, you'll never see me hanging around this town no more. But there is one promise to be given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. Let the glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates rule you. Some evening you might come to realize I've been a wizard since my childhood, and I have earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in the wild, and every evening I talk to the stars. I stand tall with the unseen powers. So why should I be scared of you? I could fill your house with flowers, and I could poison all your mirrors too. I've been a wizard since my childhood, and I have earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in the wild, and every evening I talk to the stars, and I say, and furthermore, sisters and brothers, but don't you take me to be just one more. I know you dealt this way with many others, but here I come to try and even out the score. Well, now I really think should have guessed by now that I'm a demon in disguise. You're just a little bit behind all the rest somehow. I mean, you miss all the hints that show the truth to the wise. You know You shouldn't let the glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates rule you. Some evening you might come to realize I am a demon in disguise.
What should we do here? Someone else? Well, we just did one of those kind of things. We'll do it later, though. As a matter of fact, later on, Andy and I, we're going to... Oh, you know what I should do? We got some really fine people, other people here, who are going to play for you during all this. So I'm going to step aside for a minute and introduce you to, if you don't already know, Doris Abrams.
G. Key of G, everybody.
The people's key of G.
Tune your brains.
Marks, whatever P and G.
See, you invite anybody off the street and look what happened. Who everybody playing over here. Slow down for a minute. Hot stuff. Should have worn my leather hot pants. Climbing or on fragments of sound. Find your own special high. But you're nowhere when you're all alone. Better by far make your trips with somebody. Is a nice place to be.
Well, there's too many.
all the time, babe. You man, Dumpling, think it's time to go. Oh, babe, I'm afraid it's time to go. Well, it's true, honey, it's the time to go. If you come away, stop and say hello now, babe. I believe it's time to go. And, babe, it's all over now. I said, sweetheart, I believe it's... Well, it's true, honey, it's over now. I tried to love you, but I don't know how, babe. I'm afraid it's over now. All right, Eric.
And babe, you been on my mind.
Oh, honey, you been on my... Well, listen to me, honey, you been on my mind. I think about you all the time. And babe, you been on my... I've been messing around with mandolin. And Annie and I decided we'd try and twin one on the mandolins. I don't know if I can play this one. Can I try it? And we've never tried it before, so this is a heck of a place to try it. We're on radio, can't say hell. And... Andy's pretty tough, so I'll just play the fiddle tunes I know and let him twin them.
I think I'll do my folky songwriter thing now. Every time you have to have a song about lost love and all that, you know. Ah, oh, here's Lost Tuning. This song is called Last Song for Shelby Jean, because it's the last song I wrote for Shelby Jean. Shelby Jean is a girl I lived with for a couple of years. She's down in Virginia now. But I always expect to see her charging at me with a blunt instrument. We used to fight a lot when we were together. That was our thing. I used to think it was healthy because we never repressed our hostile emotions. Not for a second we didn't, you know? So this was one of those big fights. It was the last fight, and I guess I found it out when I heard myself sing myself this song or something like that. There's a lot I could tell you about it, but it ain't no use. Called a song or something else. I used to call it Last Song to Sarah Jane. Shelby got mad and insisted I put her real name in it. She's at least as crazy as I am. I've got a terrible thought in my mind. I think we've said all there is to say. And that awful hour that you've been searching for, you finally found it yesterday. Well, now I think you know, baby, it's time to go. Not tomorrow, but today. We've tried in the past to make the thing last, but it only hurts longer that way. There's no way back from here. Birds have eaten all the crumbs. Don't bring me your fears. You've got to take whatever comes. This time, please spare me your tricks. They just make me feel sick. Do I really look that dumb? Hit me by now with everything you've got, and all I can feel is numb. I hate the phone. And don't come to my house. I need to spend some time alone. Yes, I know, all right, how much I want you at night. Good God, I'm not made of stone. This is really goodbye. If you want, you can cry. I think you'd better just go home. Manager.
Whoa.
she could take it if I sang this one after it, so I'm going to sing this one after it.
song for the ugly hour. The time I looked a fool in my own eye. The time I broke a rule I thought that I would honor. The time I turned my head to keep from looking at my lies. Yes, we finally have a song for the unsung hero who fools himself so deftly by pretending that he's blind. The blindness to protect him from upheaval and emotion, so it only hurts him deep down in the corners of his mind. Ah, the fool who doesn't think that he is deceiving. Things cannot arrange themselves according to his whim. His pain cannot be eased by leading others to believing in his lies, if all along the truth is known to him. So here's a song for the ugly hour, the time I looked a fool in my own eyes, the time I broke a rule I thought that I would honor, the time I turned my head to keep from looking at my lies.
going to get a friend that I've known since, well, I can't forget back that far. I mean, I've known him for a long time. Very fine musician, man. So Eric Cranston's going to play some tunes for you.
Okay, President Shuffle. Play President Shuffle. Where is Doris Abrams? She's going to sing harmony. Right. Another radio first. Look into the speakers of your radio out there. Here's an old tune called Don't Wait Up for the Shrimp Boats, Grandma. Grandpa's coming home with the crabs. And it was written by hand. Just explaining the vocal part to the band. Depending on who stands where, the band is called about four or five different things. This time it's the Moose Pack Strugglers. You're on, Dora. We are the Strugglers, and you are the Strugglees. I'm going to run it through a few times and we can all get the feel of it.
It's squishy. Oh.
Ah. A one and two. If it weren't for me, she'd still be back in Fresno. I made the woman what she is today. Yeah, yeah. Playing Strugglers. Mm-hmm. it wasn't so good in the first place. And there certainly ain't no arguing about taste. So there ain't much I can say, yeah, yeah. Except that it seems to me the woman should remember when she says no. If it weren't for me, she'd still be back in Fresno. I made the woman what she is today. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I did. By Blind Willie McTell, called the Dying Crap Shooter's Blues. Well, Jesse was a gambler, night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a sinful boy, good-hearted but had no soul. And his heart was hard and cold like ice. Little Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler. He won a gang of change, and many a gambler's heart he left in pain. Well, the police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. The boys have gotta die today. He had a gang of gamblers gathered round his bedside to hear the words he had to say. I guess I ought to know how I wanna go. How you wanna go, Jesse? I wanna 8 crap shooters for my pallbearers. Let them all be dressed down in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, but only 8 men's coming back. Give me a gang of gamblers gathered round my coffin side, with the crooked cards spread out on my hearse. You can save the crap shooters a lot of grief over me. My life's been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want 12 polices in my funeral march. High sheriff playing blackjack leading the parade. I want the judge in Atlanta who jailed me 14 times to put a pair of dice in my shoes. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. Huh. Well, give me 16 real good crap shooters. 16 bootleggers to sing a song. 16 buck rider gamblers playing poker on my hearse, boys, while they roll me along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hamelin Hotel, 24 of the South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. Know that little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. His head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around, Jesse cried. He wants everybody to the Charleston while he's dying. 1 foot up, a toenail dragging. I throw my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Run him, mama, with that can of booze. He got the dying crap shooter's blues. Passing out with the dying crap shooter's blues.
This is a guitar tune called Of These Hills, sometimes called Watson's Hornpipe. I don't know for a fact whether or not it's a hornpipe, but... students, this is a song, I'll do the slide later. This is a song about Giovanni. Giovanni, good friend of mine.
After all that?
Yeah.
Changing guitars and everything?
Yeah. Do the bottleneck later. Alright, song about Giovanni. This is a capo, ladies and gentlemen. It's an Italian device, whereby the guitarist or banjoist puts it over the neck of his instrument and shortens the strings, thereby raising the pitch, hence the name capo. A man who has a great notion that he is the world's only hope. He's Giovanni Montini, the Pope. Giovanni Battista Montini, who lives in Rome, Italy. The cardinals never say no to Giovanni Montini, the Pope. If atheists try to attack him, he don't even let it distract him. He just makes a cross on his chest, lets his boss man take care of the rest. Giovanni Battista Montini, who lives in the Vaticanini, he don't even have to use soap. He's Giovanni Montini, the Pope. Giovanni Battista Montini, he knows that he could never quibble with a man who is infallible. Giovanni Battista Montini, who lives in the Vaticanini, he don't even have to take dope. He's Giovanni Montini, you know who I mean. He's the one with the beanie, Giovanni Montini, the bone.
People, I'm a dangerous man in a dangerous city, and I lead a dangerous life. I got a dangerous car, goes dangerous speeds, and a very dangerous wife. I got 16 dangerous girlfriends, but not counting one or two. So look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you, you better look out. You know I'm dangerous to my fingertips, mama. I'm dangerous head to toe. I got a dangerous mind and a dangerous body. God knows I got a dangerous nose. I'm wanted by the board of Incrit, condemned by the board of hell. And I don't keep no mirrors around my house, cause I even scare myself. You better look out. Strong, dangerous arms I could grab and hold you tight. I got dangerous eyes and dangerous lips I could kiss and love you all night. I got a head full of dangerous ideas, mama, heart full of bad intentions. A mess of stuff I can't talk about, too dangerous to mention. You better look. I said I'm a danger man in a dangerous city, and I lead a dangerous life. I got a dangerous car, goes dangerous speeds, and a very dangerous wife. I got 16 dangerous girlfriends, not counting one or two. So look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you, you better look out.
I was waltzing with my darling
to the Tennessee Wall
when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my darling, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Yes, I remember the night in the Tennessee Wall. Only you know how much I have lost. When I lost my little darling, night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Wall.
Yeah.
Well, I went up on the mountain to give my horn a blow. And every girl in the countryside said, yonder comes my bow. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, bound to get your fill. Stories high, every story in that house be filled with chicken pie. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, bound to get your fill. Fine as I could sew, I'd sew those girls on my coattails, and down the road I'd go. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, bound to get your fill. Fine as I could sew, I'd sew them girls to my coattail, and down the road I'd go. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, you're bound to get your fill. The chickens crawling for day. Me upstairs with another man's wife, I best be on my way. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, bound to get your fill. If I had a house in Baltimore was 15 stories, every story in that house be filled with chicken pie. Run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, run mound and chuck little hill, bound to get your fill. Good morning, little schoolgirl. A good morning, little schoolgirl. Say, could I come home? Could I come home with you? Or you could tell your mama and your papa I'm a little schoolboy too. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna ride all over. I'm gonna ride all over this town. And you know, if I can't find my sweet thing, I just won't let my airplane down. ¶¶ morning, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Say, could I come home? Could I come home with you? Are you good to your mama and your papa? I'm a little schoolboy too. All right, it's time for a little audience precipitation. At the end of the song, everyone has to turn to the person next to him and loudly demand his money. Also, at a significant point in this, the Fabulous Torpedoes here will sing "Ah." You all have to sing "Ah" along with us. But not too loud, have to sing it sweetly or you'll drown out the incredible lyrics. What? This is called a hold up. All right, I'll count it off. One. Stick up your hands, you must stand and deliver. My stomach's empty, my clothes are all torn. Open your hearts to the joys of the giver. Only your pockets are terribly worn. But this is a holdup, no way to mistake it. We're men of violence, so don't fool around. If you have money, we're going to take it. You try and stop us, you'll end underground. When we have your money, we'll ride towards the sunset. At Rose's canteen, we'll stop at the door. We'll spend all your money just getting the nose wet. Tomorrow evening, we'll be back for more. So hand us the money, don't stand there and shiver. Tax time is coming, give alms to the poor. Or I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure. We have your money, we'll ride towards the sunset. At Rosa's canteen, we'll stop at the door. Ah, we'll spend all your money just getting the nose wet. Tomorrow evening, we'll be back for more. So give us the money, don't stand there and shiver. Tax time is coming, give alms to the poor. Or I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure. I am the cure. I
help!
Stick up your hands! I hate to stop. I really hate to stop even for a second, but I broke a string, for one thing. And for another thing, there's so many talented people here that I should let you hear at least a little of each of them, you know? And Gutchen's been sitting back there behind the piano, barely saying a word, and he's just one of the finest piano players, singers, songwriters, whatever you want. And a sweet man. Oh. And I mean... Never mind. He's gonna sing some of his songs, and then I'll come back and croak some more of whatever it is I'm doing, and then we'll probably all end up in a Hungarian cluster beep.
Daily News, drives an 8-track Eldorado, wears alligator shoes, owes it all to Rosie, the booze, the shoes, the car, goes uptown hotel movie, Rosie was a star, give me one more time around, Rosie. I'm the one who likes it upside down. You remember me, it's your favorite boy from Muncie, back in town. Called Hats Off America. Hats Off America, don't blow your cool. Keep your troops away from the strike at the Sunday school. No dice, America, go straight to jail. Tell your kids don't worry, 'cause the banks will never fail. judge is on vacation. The jury's going to town. Cops and bookies inside shaking grandma down. Whoa, strike three, America. You lost the game. Got nobody but your own sweet self to blame. Can't get your pension if it did not pay your dues. Oh, Miss America, fairest of all, your mirror's writing lies up on the wall. Nickel cost a quarter, penny cost a dime. They're bottling Michigan water and they're calling it cherry wine. So, that's America, got to spit shine your shoes. Now you're going to have to learn to sing the blues. Like to do one other. Thanks for applauding. It makes me feel good. Haven't been wasting my time all this time. This is a story of the breakup of the marriage of a friend of mine. And it's called The Place I Used to Call My Home. Just about a year ago, but it seems like yesterday. My old lady said goodbye, went some other way. I still got lots of friends there, still I'm all alone. When I go back to the place that I used to call my home, the right to devastate my mind. Opened up my eyes when I was so happy being blind. A sink without a strand of hair, shelf without a comb. There's no one here in bed but me in the place I used to call my home. I see her downtown now and then, stops to say hello. She asks me if I want a lift, I do but I say no. My self-respect and traveling bags, the only things I own. They're both wearing mighty thin in the place I used to call my home. I yo-yo to Toronto, and I yo-yo to L.A. And I'm leaving in the morning. next Friday's pay. I might go up to Frisco and I might go down to Rome. There's no place left for me in the place I used to call my home.
I'm gonna play it once more time.
Thank Dave Bradley for the opportunity to play for you.
Well, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he would dance for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. He'd do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, you know he jumped so high. Then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Well, I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. He talked of life. Laughed and slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles and then he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants for a better stand, so he jumped up high, high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on, Dan. This song at BAI for a long time. When I'm playing concerts, I tell all the people, you know, about Jerry Jeff, because a lot of people have heard the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, you know. Not everybody heard Jerry Jeff Walker. Of course, everybody who listens to BAI knows, you know, Jerry, and that he wrote it. And I used to play with him, and then we used to come up to Bob Fass's show late at night, drunk out of our skulls, and play for hours and hours, and Bob fell in love with Bojangles. He used to play Bojangles 3 and 4 times a night. You know, the tape of me and Jerry playing it. And that's what got all the record companies interested in recording Jerry originally. Was, you know, the people who listened to BAI just got so turned on to the song. They were asking for it at record stores and stuff. And it's a true story. I remember one time Jerry and I did it on BAI, and there was a... There was a leader of the black community there, and he was offended because he thought it was demeaning. I don't think he realized that it was a true story about a white man, actually, Bojangles was, because the jails in New Orleans aren't integrated, you see. There's some kind of very strange illogic to that. But anyhow, Jerry Jeff met this street dancer, a guy who made his living by going around to bars. And he'd put a nickel in the jukebox and do a dance. And then everybody'd get him drunk. And he'd go on to the next place and get drunker. And after a little while of this, they'd take him and they'd throw him in a drunk tank, which is where Jerry met him. And he wasn't there on a research project. I mean, if you're a street dancer in New Orleans, see, no matter what flavor you are, you have to call yourselves either Bojangles or Pork Chops. Those are the rules. And this guy chose Bojangles. Well, he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and him had traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, the dog up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks, for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, come on. For you, I'd like to dedicate this to the IRA. This is some traditional Irish fiddle tunes that I picked up a few different places, and I put them together into a medley. Thank you. want to tell you, I was ready for this. I was looking forward to this for a couple of weeks, and then over the past week, I asked all these crazy people to play, you know. I think I should introduce them to you again. That's Jeff Gutchen, who's playing the piano. That's Doris Abrams, who sang, and she seemed like... That's blind Eric Flatpick, otherwise known as Eric Franson here. That's Gary's son, Luck, who's been playing the congas. He's stretched out on the floor there. And Kenny Kosak over there, who's the fiddle player. Andy Statman, who didn't bring his saxophone, but he played the mandolin. And my faithless Indian companion, Steve. This is the only guy who I usually work with in the whole group, is Steve Berg there. Plays bass. And I know a lot of performers make it a part of their show to thank audiences and things. I don't, you know. If I like it, I say so, but boy, like I say, I've been ready for this, and just having all these guys play was an up. And then there's something about this room and this place and this audience and just everything, that this has just been such a good thing, and I would like to keep playing just forever. I mean, I don't want to stop, really, but there are limits. they gave me a time limit, and they've extended it twice. So we're about at the end of it. So we'll play the song, and this is a new song I wrote. It's called Diamond Lil, and what you could do is, if you felt like it, you could sing on one part where it goes, "A man should never gamble." That line is repeated 3 times, and it's really pretty sometimes if you sing. And so we'll do that one. And everybody's got to play on it.
Get up!
And drink your whiskey. Run around and stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. Never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. More than he can stand of them. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Well, the straight life's just not your life.
Yes, you can make your own rules. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. Guess you're not afraid to look the fool. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. You say you've never stopped running around. You don't mind getting high, boy. Good God, coming down. A man should never gamble. Stand to lose. Thank you.
song and sip your champagne. Dance your dance with Diamond Lady. You don't have to pay the piper. Just have him put it on the bill. Man should never gamble. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Shoot the dice. Thank you very much.
Another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. You know I'm falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I'm falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. You know I'm
falling, yes I'm falling,
and she keeps calling me back. You guys gotta sit down, I got a story to tell you. Somewhere in the south of Spain, Sammy, still 16, went with his uncle for a ride. The sun was high, sailing through the city for to see the sights and talking sex, Sammy sitting tall. The sun was high. His uncle brings him to a brothel. Being big, he buys a drink, rum and coke.
don't taste too bad. Having brought him to the brink, his uncle leaves him with his drink, rum and coke. Don't taste too bad. The girls all gather in a group and give Sammy Boy the eye. They stare at him seductively and try to make him buy. So choosing one that's younger, better looking than the rest, Sammy speaks no Spanish, but she understands. They go upstairs to buy the room. She wants her money in advance. Sammy speaks no Spanish, but he understands. And lying on her back upon the bed, she beckons, but Sammy won't lie down yet. He wants her nude. Speaking Spanish, she refuses him. At last, afraid of losing him, she takes off all her clothes. He wants her nude. Her hands upon her heart can hardly hide the horrid scars. From her shoulder to her waist, her skin is leathery and hard. She pantomimes an accident, a car, a fire not too long ago. His eyes are wide. She moves to put her clothes back on, but he won't let her go. He lies her down. His eyes are wide. And lightly like a lover, Sammy lets his lips caress the leather of her breast. His brain is numb. Moved by some far distant mind, he makes himself her bridegroom. Sammy's hardly there at all. His brain is numb. She moves to take him in now, but her hand finds him still slack. So she sucks to make him hard, and then again lies on her back. And Sammy does the deed to silence screaming in his skull. The scars surround him. Is this all real? Schizophrenic Sammy sees himself outside his body and his brain. Is this all real? Hotel, he has to heal himself, but all he does is shake and shake some more. Without the grace of tears or sickness, Sammy sucks it all inside and shakes some more. Without the grace of tears or sickness, Sammy sucks it all inside and shakes some more.
Thank you.